Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Howard, you gotta give me a minute. I gotta fulfill a promise that I just made. I'm gonna do my impression of a very famous meme.
We're having fun on the Facebook page.
Ready? Hold on. Let me look at the picture of the guy. There's a History Channel meme with aliens. Okay, I'm gonna do my quick impression of this real quick. Wait, this way. There's the pose,
the
I guess.
That? Would you get that? We've got it captured for posterity's sake. All right.
Isn't that
like an 80s dance?
Probably.
I thought that was...
We're having fun, aren't we? Actually, the reason I wore this Bills winter hat, we got into this because we're all wearing hats today. I wore a winter hat today because, you know, broadcasting on the radio for 20 years, I put more effort into the two-hour Zoom call that we're basically doing on our Facebook feed. Because I've got lighting from above, and when I wear a hat, it looks weird with a brim, so I went winter hat indoors today. And because it's a Bills hat, so.
That's okay.
There you go.
Hey, we're going to get to Ross Tucker. We're going to get to your calls. We got a line open if you want to get in now, 803-0550. And we'll get to, I got a stat of the day to share as well. But let's not make Ross wait, because, you know, he's bigger than both of us. So he is joining us on the Western Hotline. Of course, Ross is a radio.com NFL insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Also, check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern on radio.com. Good morning, Mr. Tucker. Again, sir, I know we're kind of making this a regular occurrence, but nice to have you back on the show with me and Jeremy.
Hey, man, first of all, Howard, anytime I can be on with you guys and talking Bills football, I'm happy to do it. And I'm happy if the Bills keep winning and we keep doing this. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, you're part of. We decided to make you part of the sports superstition. You come on, they win a playoff game, so we'll just keep doing that.
Well, you know what's interesting is I called their first two playoff games. I mean, I called the Colts game, and I was there Saturday night and called the Ravens game. So I'm 2-0 lifetime as a broadcaster in Bills playoff games, and so we'll see if that continues this week, because I'm on the road. I'm in the car on my way to the airport to fly to Kansas City. Now this time, I'll actually be sidelined. I won't be in the booth,
mm-hmm.
which is weird, by the way, because I'm not really allowed on sideline. So I think that means I just like sit in the third row,
yep,
and have a beer and a hot dog. And every once in a while, Ian Eagle says to me, Ross, what are you seeing down there? I'm like, I'm seeing this game's pretty awesome. Back to you, Ian.
Yeah, you're in the moat, is what we've been referring to it with our sideline guy, Sal Capaccio. You're in the moat. You're down there in the lower bowl, and you can, I guess, well, I don't know how much you can roam around. They're going to have fans in the stands at Arrowhead. But, yeah, welcome to the moat.
You know what? My back hurts so bad from the surgery I had from Dr. Cappuccino in Buffalo when I stand all game that I'm kind of okay with just sitting in the second or third row. I'm going to get a good seat. I'm not moving around anywhere. I legitimately want to know, though, if the beer and hot dog vendors are going to come my way. Although it looks like it might be freezing rain. As a sideline guy, That's the only thing you care about is the weather. And freezing rain is the absolute worst. So let's hope it's not that bad for me, for my sake.
Hey, Ross, with the Bills and their chances of winning, how many points do you think they would need to score Sunday night to win this football game?
I picture the game being played in the mid-20s. So, you know, as I've said on the Even Money podcast and Bet Sweats, I like the under as far as that goes. I think both defenses are a little bit better than people give them credit for. I do think the weather could be a factor. And, you know, if you've looked, these teams, it's been a while since these teams really scored in the 30s. It just, they haven't been playing quite to that same level. So I think it's like 27-24. I really do think both the conference championship games actually will be good games. I think it's 27-24. I probably lean to the Chiefs a little bit. And I say that because I think sometimes in the playoffs, it feels like you kind of have to walk before you run, right? Like even the Chiefs, they lost that first year to Tom Brady and the Patriots. So because they're playing at home and because of their playoff experience, I'll give a slight edge to the Chiefs in like a field goal game. But, I mean, if I'm telling you guys I think it's a field goal game, then quite obviously – it could go either way. It's going to be one weird play, one way or the other. Maybe it's another Taron Johnson pick six or a fumble. I mean, in a three-point game, it could easily go either way.
Hey Ross, in terms of line play, when it comes to dealing with Kansas City's defensive line, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, who are the guys that, you know, the Bills need to be concerned about?
Well, those two guys. I mean, those two guys you just named. Now, I'm really curious – to see how much Steve Spagnuolo will blitz, because he's the Chiefs D coordinator. He really likes the pressure. But as we know, Josh Allen and the Bills have been very good against pressure this year. And usually if you're going to pressure, you're going to play man-to-man behind it. I think the weakness of the Chiefs is probably their corners. And I think that that is the matchup that clearly favors the Bills. I mean, their receivers, John Brown, Beasley, obviously Diggs, very good against man-to-man coverage. So I do think that is sort of the opportunity for the Bills, especially if the Chiefs bring pressure. Now, if they're able to get pressure on Josh with just Jones and Clark, that's a different animal, obviously. But I've been really impressed, actually, with the Bills' O-line. You know, I feel like they've kind of gone under the radar, but they've done a pretty darn nice job. You know, really all season, but especially these last 8 to 10 games.
We're with Ross Tucker here. He's going to have he'll be on the national radio call on Westwood One on Sunday night. So when you sit back as a fan, or I guess when you're calling a game, doesn't matter, but you're watching Kansas City and you're watching Patrick Mahomes and everything that's in his arsenal, what stands out to you when you watch this guy play?
Two things. One is that there is no down or distance where they will give up or you can feel like, okay, they're done on this drive. I mean, second and 19, most teams you're like, oh, man, second and 19. For the Chiefs, it feels like it's no problem. I feel that they always get the first down anyway. So that's number one. And then number two, they've had a very similar script every game over the last 10 games. They get out to a lead, then they kind of let the other team come back, and then right when it looks like the other team might win, they put the pedal down again and they pull away. And usually it's Mahomes making a big play on third down. Last week it was my buddy Chad Henne. By the way, you want to talk about being conflicted, right? Chad Henne's from my hometown. I used to work out with his dad. I know him since he was 15. But I really wanted the Bills to host the AFC Championship game, and I really wanted to drive to Buffalo as opposed to having to fly to Kansas City. So I was happy for Chad, but I was hoping the Browns would pull that out for me personally and for the Bills. But it is what it is. I will say this, though. I think this is really interesting. I would encourage people to listen to Greg Cosell on yesterday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I thought he made a really interesting point that nobody else has said, which is that he doesn't think Patrick Mahomes has played all that well over the last month.
Yeah.
You know, the standard for Mahomes is so high that when he just plays okay, he's still good. He's still playing well. But Cosell said it looks like he's getting a little antsy, leaving the pocket before he has to, trying to make second reaction plays when, you know, there are plays within the structure of the offense that are there. So, you know, I almost didn't really realize that, but having Greg, who watches every single snap and really studies it, say it, that made me feel even better about the Bills' chances, because obviously if Josh has a day like he did against the Colts and Mahomes doesn't, then the Bills win.
All right. Well, listen, I will watch for that. And, of course, we'll see how he's feeling and the toe injury and all the stuff that he's dealing with this week. Listen, have a safe trip out to Kansas City. Enjoy the hot dogs and, you know, the beverage while you're hanging out on the sidelines there.
I will, and I'll be very objective on the broadcast, but you guys know what I want.
You can wear your Bills long underwear. Nobody will notice.
You know what? They sent me a hat, a division championship hat, and I haven't posted on social media yet because I went, oh, dude, yeah, you're supposed to be objective, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I haven't done that yet. I'll wait till hopefully they win on Sunday.
Well, it's nice that you got that. Yeah, you can rep in the off season.
See you guys.
All right, Ross, thanks. That is NFL, radio.com, NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll find that on radio.com.
We could have been playing a game this entire week. We should have been playing a game this entire week because, you know, these two teams, the Bills scored the most points in the AFC.
Yeah, they scored more than Kansas City this season.
They scored more than Kansas City.
Yeah.
And Ross Tucker there's making a good point about the Chiefs. And the game, here's the game. The game would be you hear someone talking about an offense and you bleep the word where they say the team. Hey, you know, second and 19 for this team is not really that big a deal. Which team are you talking about?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Chiefs? Or are you talking about the Bills? Everything you say about the Chiefs offense, you could and should say about the Bills offense, right? Like, they do things a little differently.
Yeah.
They don't have the stud tight end, but the Chiefs don't have the Stephon Diggs. They have Tyreek Hill instead. I get that they're a little bit different. But all the things about how, well, the Kansas City offense, I mean, like, you got, let's be honest. I mean, it's another level. Is it? Scored fewer points than the Bills.
It's funny. If you look at their, go ahead, I'll bring this up.
Just, we could have played that game all week long. I got to be honest. I think this offense is a lock to put up 30. Which one? You know, like, it's, yeah. You should be talking about both teams like that.
If you look at some of their games, just looking at their schedule, and we'll throw out the season finale because they, you know, they didn't play a whole bunch of guys. They lost to the Chargers. Forget it. Now, last week, they only got 22, asterisk. Okay, Mahomes gets hurt at latter stages of the third quarter. He misses the entire fourth, and it's Chad Henne, let's hang on for the victory. So, but they only got 22. They beat Atlanta. Actually, when they beat Atlanta in week 16, they didn't play particularly well in that game. Anyway, they've been under 30 points in four of their last six games. Atlanta, 17. They played Denver. Remember the Denver team the Bills shredded? They beat them 22-16, Kansas City did. They played Tampa Bay. They won 27-24. Now, at least Tampa, you'd look at Jeremy and go, okay, that's a good defense. I mean, that's a really good overall team. But, you know, in terms of the whole rolling people every week, the Bills have been doing more of that the second half of the season than the Chiefs were. The Chiefs' more explosive offensive games were earlier in the season. They kept winning. They were scoring a little bit less, and that's probably why they were playing all these one-possession games. They weren't putting up 35 on a regular basis. Now, And again, they didn't last week, although, you know, the beginning of the game, Mahomes looked great. They tailed off a little bit after the first couple drives, had to get some field goals. They weren't as productive as they were in the first quarter drives. I look at Kansas City. I know Ross said take the under. He thinks mid-20s for both teams. I still think both teams are getting over 30. I still think that both teams will be able to move the ball, and I think both passing games are going to have big days, and I do think this is going to be an over 30 game on both. But what do I know? If you bet my advice, you'd be poor. So don't follow my betting advice, please.
It's also worth, you know, to hear what the Chiefs do. If you're going to blitz, you're going to play a lot of man, and they don't have the corners to do it. The Ravens do have the corners to do it, maybe. And they didn't
better
do
than
it.
Kansas City does.
That's the thing. Yeah. The Ravens were so afraid of it, as I think they should have been. And, I mean, if we're being honest, I think the Ravens had a pretty good defensive game plan and bottled the Bills up pretty well. Baltimore is the blitzing play-man team. And they said, we don't want that.
Right.
We don't want that smoke against the Bills because of their receivers and because of how good Allen's been against the blitz. So here's the Chiefs that do it and don't do it as well. Are they going to do the same thing and just kind of abandon the idea? Like, let's not play man after all.
Yeah, how do they stop Diggs? You know, like, I mean, we were talking about Peters and Humphrey and Jimmy Smith and everything. The Chiefs don't have that depth in the secondary. And I want to get to a call here, so maybe I'll save this. But there was a piece, Cynthia Freeland did a piece at NFL.com. She basically finds a mismatch to watch in every game. And her mismatch in this game is Stephon Diggs against the banged-up Chiefs secondary. And she's got a whole bunch of numbers. Basically, you know, it's you name something from Diggs, he's really good at it. He's good beating zone. He's good beating man. He's good at all the different routes. Like, she has numbers about how many different routes on the route tree and how he leads all receivers, or he's in the top three in almost every route you can name on the route tree.
A complete receiver.
Absolutely. How do you stop him? Now, they did a good job in the first game. Josh didn't have a good night. They didn't throw the ball well. Diggs had 40-something yards. You know, they didn't have – I mean, Brown was hobbled, so
– He only had 40. He did have – he did draw about a 40-yard pass interference penalty.
That's right, which led to the first touchdown in the game.
Yep, which was his touchdown too.
They did a pretty good job against him, but again, it was all in – and Josh missed some plays. There were some throws there that he – if he was more accurate – you know, going back on Sal's tweets, he went back and watched the game. If Josh was more accurate, they would have had more passing yards, but he missed some throws that night. I'm not sure how they stop. How do they keep Diggs in check? This guy's been on a major roll for the last, 2 months. He's getting 100 yards on a regular basis, pretty much.
Let me ask you this. The spread, we know the spread. It's been hovering around 3. What would it be if the Chiefs had the point differential that the Bills have had in the last 8 weeks?
Yeah.
And the Bills had the Chiefs won. The Bills won a bunch of games in a row by 1 score, and the Chiefs won a bunch of games by 10, 15, 29.
Right. They were just blowing teams out. I don't know, a few more points, maybe six and a half?
It's just, I really think you can swap the two teams when you talk about them offensively, because the Chiefs, again, they've got a bigger body of work. They did it 2 years ago and last year, and then this year they went what would have been 15-1. So they've got a 3-year body of work from this offense with Mahomes, 50 touchdowns, MVP, then a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, and then a number one seed. I'm not trying to say that they're getting by on reputation. They get the benefit of the doubt, and the Bills don't yet get that. Maybe this time next year we'll be talking about, you know, the Bills in a similar spot. They had a couple of bad offensive days, but we'll still be saying, well, I mean, you can't keep that offense down.
But that's the thing. Justin, hang on. I'm going to get you in a second. That's the thing about, you know, you look at Mahomes in the playoffs. You want to take your rep to another level, win playoff games. Well, winning a Super Bowl would be really good. But, you know, not 17 points. I mean, Mahomes gets in the playoffs. They still average over 30 points a game. In theory, you're going against better teams, maybe better defenses, not some of the schlubs on your schedule. And these guys get into the postseason, they've scored over 30 points in every game except last week when he didn't play an entire quarter. One more touchdown from Mahomes in that quarter, and, you know, they're at 29 against Cleveland. So they're really, you know, when they get into the playoffs, they're still really tough to stop, even against the better teams that they're playing against. Yes, Justin in Lackawanna, thanks for holding on. Welcome to M&D Bills Fan Football Friday.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time, long time.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah, of course. So unlike Rostradamus, who basically picked an outcome, was the implied outcome of the Vegas spread, I'm picking with my heart. 42-17 Bills. Allen's going to throw all over the field. Everybody's going to eat. I'm calling a touchdown for Diggs, Beasley, Brown, Davis, Knox, and we're even going to pepper one in for Lee Smith.
That'll be a party.
Hey, Will, you guys know, I'm just passing through Pennsylvania, hitting Ohio on my way to the game.
Oh, very good. Enjoy it. Hey, drive safe and enjoy it. Be nice and loud for the Bills.
What's the status of the afternoon show's Lee Smith bet? I think the over-under was 3.5 catches, and he got 3, right? Mm-hmm. Does that include postseason? They bet for his season total in catches.
I think that would include postseason then, right? They didn't declare the bet over, did they?
I don't know. I mean, if you bet an over-under on a season, it does not usually include postseason. I don't know if they would have included it.
A pad your stats game. Justin going with the pad your stats game for Sunday night. Everybody gets a touchdown. Hey, we're still waiting for the Bills to get the 14th touchdown, right? The 14th different guy, although I don't know if that counts because it would be in the playoffs too.
I think
I don't think it'll be
42-17
on Sunday night.
Either I think it's going to be a Beasley game myself.
But see, that's funny. One thing to keep in mind on that. Well, two things. One, he pops back up on the injury report yesterday,
right,
after not being on it. And what's the guy's name? Legarius Sneed, I think.
Yeah,
Sal mentioned it. Like, he's a rookie, and he's been a fantastic slot corner for them. So Beasley's faced some tough matchups, right? Marlon Humphrey was kind of taking him last week, and now the kid who's on him this week is good.
Yeah, last week you wonder if it's Humphrey or if it's that he's still banged up a little bit.
Right. I just think Diggs and Brown should be able to have a big game, especially if Breland doesn't play. And you know, then to me, the guy you make sure Tyrann Mathieu doesn't fly all over the place and, you know, come up with a couple interceptions. He's had a really, really good year for them. 803-0550. Hey, we got lines open. This is your final segment of the week to get in with Mr. Big Hair Guy and me.
Great question for a little bit later. Are we open? What do we got coming up?
No, we're open. Yeah.
We got to get on the record with a decision, right? A texter has posed a question to us. We'll get on the record with it with our answers right now because it's a very juicy question.
Plus, I also have some instant trivia for you guys.
Excellent.
Juicy.
Meanwhile, before we get to break,
juicy question whether I'm having pancakes Sunday or not. Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell everybody about Southern Tier Brewing.
Oh, hold on.
Howard's got it again. Vanna White. Can I tell you something? When I was in elementary school, middle school, I used to tell people I was related to Vanna White.
I don't see the I'm trying to see if I see it.
Maybe the last name.
In your eyes.
White.
No, I know what you were going for. I'm just trying to see if there's any facial.
People believed it. I mean, I didn't really sell it that
they
hard.
They believed it?
Anyway, Vanna, please hold up the overpack.
Yep.
Thank you. the overpack variety pack from Southern Tier. It is Southern Tier presenting our Facebook feed here, our Facebook stream up until 10 o'clock. And if you're looking for something to grab this weekend for the game, you got five beautiful beers right in front of you, right in that overpack variety pack. The New Juice IPA, the Lakeshore Fog IPA, and the 2X IPA are three different IPA varieties. There's a Blonde Ale in the 8 days a week and the Live Session Pale Ale as well. You can look for it at stbcbeer.com. Find the grocery or beverage store closest to you that can provide you with the overpacked variety pack. Delivered daily from Chautauqua. It is Southern Tier Brewing Company, Lakewood, New York, 21 plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, gang. David Wallace here from the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company with a special two-part message for the Buffalo Bills, Bills fans around the globe, and the great city of Buffalo. First, I made a mistake a number of years ago when I shut down the Dunder Mifflin Buffalo branch, and I am sorry, very sorry, and I am doing everything I can to reopen it as soon as possible. Second, not everyone at Dunder Mifflin's a Bills fan like me. Todd Packer, he's a lifelong Chiefs fan. Kevin Malone, a diehard Packers fan. And of course, Florida Stanley Hudson loves his Buccaneers. But I love the Bills, baby. Our hopefully soon to reopen Buffalo branch. We'll be cheering for you. We'll be rooting for you. Good luck. Have a great game. Go Bills!
It'd be good to get the Buffalo branch open again, you know? They could take another side trip to the Falls. Andy Buckley from The Office tweeted that out yesterday. So he's on board with the Bills Sunday night in Kansas City.
Did you see the Sabres walking to the plane for their trip to Washington wearing a Buffalo Bills hat that's a brand new Bills hat?
No.
It is, you might call it like the Chili or the Steve Tasker. It's a Bills hat and the logo is kind of dripping with ice and icicles.
Really?
And it's like it's frozen, and it's really cool.
I missed this for whatever reason. Yeah. I saw the pictures, but I didn't pay attention particularly to the hat.
Go take a look at the
hat. I'm looking right now.
It might be chilly.
It's pretty nice. I'll turn my camera on.
I need that
on.
Stogie. See. It's a sweet stogie he had.
Oh, okay. So, ready?
Yes, sir.
Juicy AFC Championship game hypothetical. Everybody get on the record now. This is you put this in your will. You got to have this ready. A texter wrote in and said, okay, guys, Bills score on the last play of the game to pull within one. Do you go for two?
Yep. I don't even have to think about it. Two. Go for the win.
Go for two? Yes.
Not a second thought in my mind.
Might as well.
Always go for the win. Close it out.
Okay.
You?
I don't know. I don't
what
know.
Do you mean,
I,
come on. Take
I don't
a stand.
Know.
What are you? This is you.
I'm
what,
freaking
the,
out.
The guy's on a Kansas City radio station yesterday.
No
they asked him
to
make a pick, and you didn't even make a pick. Come on. You're Mr. Go for Two guy.
Sometimes. I mean, it depends. I want to know what the play call is. What's the play call?
They're going for two is the play call. No, it's not a fade. It's not a fade.
Josh roll out to the right.
Yeah, it's not no quarterback draw.
Right.
You know it's not a fade because they don't run fades.
No, they don't run fades.
And you know why they don't run fades?
Especially not if Gabriel Davis is playing. Because of you.
They've got an advanced analytics department that tells them it's a bad play.
No, I think for years you were yelling, stop running the fade. That might have been it.
Yeah, and they probably have smart people down there like, yeah, it never works.
Oh, you
shouldn't do it.
You don't think that you don't want them to go for two? Take a shot at a coin toss? Take a shot with a coin toss? Please. Oh, yeah,
Chris on the Facebook feed says, as long as not a giant people play. That's right. That's right. As long as I don't see three tight ends on the field.
But they do that sometimes down there, right? And they throw it
to Deion Dawkins for the
win. I mean, they throw it to him. They could throw it to
Bates.
They
could pull the trick out of the book there.
Look, they've been successful with the – when they bring the big people in, it's to throw the ball, and they'll drag a tight end across the back of the end zone. They've had success with big people throwing the ball for touchdowns. So – yeah, there's no question. You didn't even have to finish the question.
I know. You got your
two
there.
Points.
You're on the record.
Go for the win. Go throw the ball Sunday night. Attack this team. If it's down to the end, you go for two. You go for the win. You don't play it safe. Let's go. I was going to use an anatomy, but I can't say that on the air. Let's go all out for this one, okay? I'm just completely go for two there. Besides, you
I'd
know what?
Like,
you know, PAT. I mean, Bass has been really good on PATs, but you never know. I mean, it's no guarantee he hits a 33-yard PAT and maybe freezing rain.
After the show's over, I immediately launch into prep for Sunday's smoke. Get ready. You would ask me about the idea of what we do and how people are – a lot of people – I mean, I took up this hobby late. I told you there are people that drive around with smokers as a trailer. Did you see the video I just tweeted?
No.
Daniel's on his way to Kansas City towing a giant smoker trailer.
Nice.
A little Go Bills sign on the back, maybe?
I think it's a custom-made thing with like a Bills grate and everything. You don't mess around here.
Wow.
Going to Kansas City and pulling your smoker the whole way is another level.
Going to
so,
Kansas
City.
So
drive safe, smoke well.
I wonder how many Bills fans are going to be there. You know?
It's a good question. The tickets were expensive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't see what – do you remember what they were? I didn't see the numbers on their AFC Championship game. I saw, like, the Super Bowl tickets, I mean, supply and demand, but it's going to be one of the most expensive secondary markets ever for a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah.
And I guess it would be even more so – like, the most expensive of the matchup combos, I read this morning, would be Bills and Bucks.
Okay.
Kansas City's been to the Super Bowl, so it's not maybe not as big a deal. If the Bills make it to the Super Bowl, Bills Mafia goes nuts, pay any price. Tampa at home in the Super Bowl. So they said that would be like the ultimate secondary market combination for those guys.
I did see the hats, Jeremy. They are really, really nice.
They're great.
See, I'm way behind.
They're very, very good.
Did Deion Dawkins design that hat maybe with the snow idea?
Did I see you can get it at the Sabres shop? Or where can you get it?
I don't know.
You got to get it.
I like the alien picture of you. You look like you're had a little too much to drink.
Do you know the meme?
No, what is the meme on that?
That's the thing. You got.
Oh, then I'll appreciate it even more?
Yes.
Guy Aliens History Channel meme. That's what I'm trying to do there. I'm harnessing his energy for this game.
Jeremy, that's your new profile picture.
That's a good look. You look a little out of it, though.
Yeah.
I like the person who sent in the, was it Queen's Gambit? Is that the show from Netflix? The picture of that? Look, I love that. Whoever did that was fantastic.
We're going to spend the weekend launching a meme war with the Chiefs. We've got to win the meme wars, and then the chances of winning the game will go up considerably.
see. Okay, we got to get some calls here. Let me see where we left off. Right here.
Do you guys want to do trivia after
phone
call?
Yes, we'll get to that in just a second. I'm sorry, I forgot. Thank you, Brayton. Mike in Rochester, welcome to M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to start off by saying I'm not very superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
A little stitious. That's okay. Yeah.
Wallace is on our side. I think we're going to be okay. So I wanted to just say that I think that offensively we're built almost identically. Yeah, dynamic playmaking ability with the quarterback. You can't stop Kelce. They can't stop Diggs. Offensively, the weapons are almost innumerable, right? I think it's going to come down to a play by the defense again. And I think that this week it's going to be Jordan Poyer who comes up with a big stop, helping out in the run game up front and putting the check on Kelce. So I think it's going to come down to the defense, and I think we're going to be in a close battle the whole way. And I'm putting it out there that Bills are going to win a close one in the fourth. It's going to be on the defense.
Well, hey, you know what? The Bills' defense, by the way, has a touch. They've scored a touchdown in three of the last six games. You know, if you go back to the Denver game, was the Hughes recovery and return, and then the pick six by Taron Johnson against Pittsburgh, pick six by Taron Johnson against Baltimore last week. So they've been scoring touchdowns. I still think it's going to come down to the offense getting that extra touchdown to just beat out Patrick Mahomes on Sunday night.
Have you watched the Taron Johnson highlight every day this week?
No.
You seen it since Tuesday? Or?
Not since Wednesday, I think, was the last time I saw it.
NFL Network show Turning Point, mm-hmm. You know that show. Mm-hmm. They always take a big play in a game, and they go through it, how it happened. They'll break it down. It was a great breakdown of that play. And you talk to all the parties involved, Taron Johnson, mm-hmm. Trey White, all that. It's great. The one thing I wanted to mention was, you know, we've not had – incredible sports highlights around here. We haven't had that many in the history of this show. The Sabres of 05, 06, 06, 07. After that, it's the Andy Dalton play.
There's a little gap there, yeah.
Right. There's some plays last year, the Thanksgiving game. There's some good moments. But watching the Turning Point play, there's like one angle where I actually had something happen where when I watch those Sabres 05, 06 highlights, mm-hmm. and I see the Pominville goal, and I see some of the stuff they do, like I start to get like, man, this is it. And it happened for me yesterday watching Johnson's pick six. Yeah,
I think the Max goal, the Drury goal. I mean, stuff. Of course, wasn't Nathan Gerby big goal against the Flyers? You don't.
Yeah, spinning back in. Yeah.
Come on. All right, I'll just let that one pass.
All right, you guys want some instant trivia here?
What do you got?
I'm ready.
All right, hold on. I gotta get the bump music here going.
I gotta get my cheat sheet here to write down whatever I can try.
All right. Well, I think you guys should be able to get this fairly quickly.
No cheat sheet. Okay. Very
so,
good.
So, when was the last time the Bills played in an AFC Championship game?
January of 94. Yeah.
So the 1993 season, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your instant trivia is, name the 12 starting quarterbacks to win the AFC Championship game since the Bills were last in it.
Okay.
All right, love this. I'm going to get Trent Dilfer out of the way early.
Yep, Trent Dilfer's correct. He's one of 12.
AFC, okay, Brady, of course.
Brady, of course. He went to 9 AFC Championship games.
Manning and Roethlisberger.
Manning went to 4 with 2 different teams. Roethlisberger went to 3.
Mahomes
went to 1.
There's another, we're forgetting, Flacco, right?
Flacco would
have won one, another Baltimore guy.
Question for you. When you say won an AFC Championship game, does that mean started it, finished it, or both?
Started.
Okay.
Steve McNair?
Because if you said finished it.
Steve McNair is correct.
Started.
Finished it.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's an answer either way. Drew Bledsoe.
Yes, Drew Bledsoe's correct.
Drew Bledsoe finished one of their AFC championships when Brady got knocked out against Pittsburgh. That might have been their first Super Bowl.
Maybe, yeah.
I think so.
Either way, Bledsoe even got 96 as well.
Yep, he did. Okay.
So you're missing 4 more.
John Elway.
He's 2 of them.
Rich Gannon?
Rich Gannon's correct with Oakland in 2002. You're missing the first two since the Bills.
The Chargers. Won. Who was the Chargers quarterback?
Yeah, the year they played, the Niners got blown out.
John Freeze.
Nope.
No.
The Chargers quarterback.
Stan Humphreys.
Stan Humphreys.
You had the Freeze part in there. That's good.
There you go. I called him Freeze. We were friends.
And this is the one that is the one that I think is most difficult for you guys.
Okay.
It's
Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell is correct.
Oh, very good. That's right. Year they lost. They played
nice job,
Steelers. Dallas, or went on and lost to Dallas. Yes, the Larry Brown game. emailed like two interceptions to Larry Brown or whatever.
Directly. I like that. It's good trivia.
That was fun. Nice job, Freeze. That was good. So you helped me out. I couldn't have gotten it without John Freeze. We'll come back and wrap up the show in a moment. Instigators coming up top of the hour. Don't forget, it's a big weekend. You can talk Bills all weekend here on WGR, including a special extended edition of Sports Talk Saturday tomorrow. Starts at 10 a.m., Nate Geary. And then at 2 o'clock, it is Sneaky Joe and Lou DiBiase. They're going to go until 6. And it's brought to you by Topps Friendly Markets, best game day deals in town. By Taco Bell, get your cravings under control with nacho fries at participating Taco Bell locations. And by Catalyst Fitness, activate your life. Bills Talk, Sports Talk Saturday, tomorrow, WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right.
Go ahead.
The game is Sunday.
Yeah.
The Motivation Bowl is underway.
Motivation.
It's already happening.
And
who's more motivated? Who's more disrespected? Sam Mellinger has a good piece in the Kansas City
warning.
Star here. He Sam ranks four things that Patrick Mahomes can use as motivation for this game. One, he faded in the MVP discussion despite the Chiefs winning all but one of his starts in the best season of his career in many ways, including a league-best interception rate and measured by passing yards per game. Number two, he suffered not exactly a concussion in the Chiefs' first playoff game, which sets up a much-anticipated return and the sort of higher stakes that he's always seemed to thrive with, motivated by the injury.
Uh-huh.
He's playing an AFC Championship game against the team everybody is saying will be the Chiefs' biggest rival going forward. Led by the quarterback, many were putting even or ahead of Mahomes in this year's MVP talk.
That's a lot of motivation.
Number four, a potential Super Bowl against either the quarterback we assume will justifiably win MVP, Aaron Rodgers, or the one with six rings and the only one he's ever lost to in the playoffs.
That's right. Lost to the AFC Championship.
It's
a great article, actually, to break down motivation. And pointed out is that Tyreek Hill still sarcastically refers to himself as just a return specialist because people said that about Tyreek Hill at one point. Of course, he's not. But there's a great line in here from Sam that says, if Goliath had squished David, he'd have thanked all the haters afterward. And that is so perfect. Here are the Chiefs trying to drum up
motivation.
Haters.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess you do what you got to do, huh?
Goliath squashes David and says, you all said I couldn't do it.
Hey, everybody have a good weekend. Monday morning we'll be back, and hopefully Jeremy will be able to talk about his first experience as a Bills fan with them being
going
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, Saturday, Sports Talk Saturday with Sal, extended edition. Sunday we're loaded. Pregame starts at 1 o'clock with me and Nate, but there's Sports Talk Sunday before that. So, you know, GR's rocking all weekend. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, we got the spirit. Just watch it happen now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.